Japan, so eat it. Just eat it.
Ah, yes, everybody. It is Wednesday. It is 3:30, and so it is time for Over the Hump and Trump. I kicked off the year sharing with you all some of my intentions, because I don't do resolutions. Those never get done, and then I feel shame and guilt about it, and that doesn't help anybody, least of which me. My intentions for the year: to move more, connect more, create more, play more, laugh more. There's one other one I'm forgetting about. It'll come to me in a second. But in the spirit of creating and connecting more, one of the things that I love that always helps me to do exactly that is to eat food, cook it, enjoy it, and share it with friends. And I love to eat the food that my next guest makes for all of his guests at his amazing restaurant, Amelinda. His name is Gregory Leone. Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show, Greg. Thanks so much for making time.
Hi, Maggie. Thanks for the invitation.
It's so nice to have you back, and we get to celebrate your most recent and second nomination by the James Beard Foundation for the National Outstanding Chef Award, which is wonderful. Your second year in a row being nominated for Outstanding Chef nationwide after 2 years best of nominations for Best Chef Midwest. All fabulous, Greg. Congrats again.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I hope it puts lots of butts in your chairs. Tell everybody what Amelinda's cuisine is like and how they can find your restaurant and make a reservation if they'd like to check out some of your amazing food.
Cool. So it does put a lot of butts in the chairs, so it makes me super happy. Also, real quick, before I tell anybody about us, I just want to throw this out there. When we get these nominations, it's not just a reflection of the work that I do, but it's a reflection of my entire team. So congrats to them, too, for working very hard. So we are a small, independent Spanish and Portuguese restaurant, we're inspired by Spain and Portugal. We're located at 315 East Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. We're open from 5 to 9, Wednesday through Saturday. And you can reach us by phone at 414-346-3469. I think I never called the restaurant. Or you can go to opentable.com and search for us. Or you can go to our website, amelinda.com.
And it is Amilinda. I was trying to email you, Greg, and put the wrong
spelling.
Yeah, we
sent it A-M-A.
Yes.
You're not the only one.
Very embarrassing. Chef Greg, one of the things that I think is really amazing about the cuisine that you do is that it does pull from a Spanish and Portuguese inspirational point, but there is very much this cultural intersection that I feel when I eat your food, that it's coming not just from a Spanish and Portuguese inspiration, but that you're pulling from all kinds of different places and all the foods that you have eaten. And it's interesting, whenever I'm in your restaurant, there are all kinds of different folks in your restaurant. It is a very welcoming place. I have always believed, I call it the Last Supper theory, whether or not you are a Christian and believe in Jesus Christ, here's the deal. When they told an epic story that has survived for centuries, what was the linchpin of the story? That on the last time that he knew he was going to be with his friends, he sat down, broke bread, ate and drank together. Greg, how is food a cultural and intersectional experience for you and the guests that come to your restaurant? Do you feel food bringing people together?
These are hard-hitting questions. I wasn't prepared for this one. Yes, I mean, food does bring people together. You know, a lot of it has to do with the person itself or the culture they're coming from. There's religion involved. You know, I was extremely lucky that my mom's side of the family is Jewish and my dad's Latin from Venezuela. So those are two cultures that, you know, it's like you can't get three of us together and there not be food involved. So it's always been a thread through my life. Like, food's always been there. And it does bring people together. You know, when you celebrate a birthday, or you celebrate an anniversary, or you just want to catch up with a friend, what do you normally go do? You go to a restaurant, you go and eat. And we're glad that we can have a little space that people feel comfortable and love enough that they make it the center of their eating experience.
It's such a huge part of Wisconsin culture. I have never showed up at a friend's house empty-handed because that's how I was taught being from Wisconsin.
You show up empty-handed, you're rude.
Yeah, that's right. You got to bring both booze and food whenever you're visiting someone, not just one or the other. It's both, got to check both boxes. And folks, if you're hearing a little background noise, that's because Greg is actually working. He is in his restaurant. I'm Melinda, while doing the interview. They're getting ready for dinner service. Greg, I wanted to ask you about a really special thing that you've got going on February 17th in your restaurant. It is your sixth year of celebrating what you call Tables Across Borders. I wanted to give you the chance, Greg, to tell people what that's all about.
Well, thank you. So Tables Across Borders is a program that started, I think it's like 2019. And my friend Kai Mishlov, who used to work with refugee agencies here in Milwaukee, contacted a mutual friend and she said, you know, I go to these people's houses to help them with stuff and there's always food and they're amazing cooks and I want Milwaukee to experience that. So do you think some chefs would want to work with me? So my friend Shay, he put us in contact. And so what it is we invite refugees, either ones that have just arrived or, you know, we've got a lady who's been here for years now. And they come to Alma Linda on the night that we're normally closed. They do all the cooking. They prepare the food of their heritage. And then we sell tickets to the event. And then 100% of the money raised goes to the person cooking. So if they just got here, then they've got a little bit of extra cash and helps them, like, buy stuff for their apartment or their new home, or, you know, whatever they might do with the money. So it's been a fantastic experience, you know, for us to see how people cook in other countries and how they use maybe the same ingredient that we use in different ways. It's been amazing. For the guests, they get to eat something that they probably would have never gotten to eat. You know, on the 17th, we're welcoming Tahani back, and she is from Syria. And her story is pretty incredible. They spent many years in a refugee camp. This is, I think, her fourth time coming back to Aunt Melinda because her food is just so good. Like, there's good Middle Eastern food in Milwaukee, but this stuff is insane. So, you know, we get to eat some cool food. We get to learn a little bit, and then we get to help somebody else.
And that's what it's all about. Again, these opportunities that we have to learn about each other through food, right, are really special. And Tables Across Borders, I think, is the literal embodiment of that. Where can people sign up if they want to participate in Tables Across Borders this year? And again, folks, that's on February 17th. It will be at Aunt Melinda in the 300 block of Wisconsin Avenue. How can they sign up and get involved?
So to sign up for this dinner, so first I would recommend everybody to go to amalinda.com and sign up for our newsletter. We're really responsible about our newsletters and we don't send them out all the time, only when we got important stuff to share with our guests. So you can do that. Follow us on Instagram at amalindamke, or you can follow me at Chef Greg Leon. They can go to Open Table, go to the website, search for Aunt Melinda. And when our page comes up under the experience tab, you will see it listed. It's $75. That does not include tax or gratuity, but the food is well worth it. It is so good. And so there's going to be four this session. We're doing the first one. And as soon as things calm down a little bit, I'll get the other three up on the website.
So there's going to be three Tables Across Borders this year, folks, four total, in addition to the one that's coming up on February. No. Well, let's get it right.
Three plus one equals four.
Yes.
And two of them will be here at Aunt Melinda. The other two will be at Trickle Bee Cafe, because Trickle Bee Cafe has also been a participant, and they will cook over there also. But all of the tickets will be on sale on Aunt Melinda's Open Table page, even if the dinner is at another restaurant.
Fabulous. Thanks so much for that, Greg. Again, Tables Across Borders, the first dinner of 2025, kicking off on February 17th. Check out Aunt Melinda, AMILINDA, on Open Table if you would like to get involved. Greg, I wanted to ask you a question about folks when they're dining out. And I wanted to start with the challenge that I think people encounter sometimes. What happens if you order something and you don't like it? Like, you get adventurous, you try something new, and you don't care for it. What is the best course of action if somebody finds themselves in that position?
I am so glad you asked that question. Hopefully we can get this answer out to the masses. So whether you've gone to a restaurant and you ordered something and you just didn't like it because you were trying something new, or you just didn't like it because you didn't like the flavor profiles, or it wasn't prepared correctly. Always tell the people, the server will get the manager, tell somebody why you are sitting in that chair. I, as a restaurant owner, my ultimate goal is for you to leave happy and to be like, okay, I spent $150 on dinner tonight, but it was well spent, and I want to come back, and I like these people, and the service is great, and the food is great. But we're all human, and something that you might love, I might not like. So if you're having a bad time, just say something, because we ultimately are going to do whatever we can to make sure that when you walk out that door, at least if you're not leaving happy, at least you feel like you've been heard and you've tried. And it's so frustrating because, you know, we'll have people come in here and they'll try something and they didn't like it. But instead of saying something and letting us remake it or make them another dish, or I will take it off your bill. Like, the last thing I want is for you to pay for something you didn't like. They'll go online and then they'll leave a really crappy review. And, you know, what people need to understand is that review doesn't just affect me. It affects the people that work here. You know, you are messing with people's livelihood. So nobody's going to confront you. It's not going to be a fight at the table if you say something. You would rather you say something, because then we can try to make it better. But once you're out that door, it just looks like you want to complain.
Yeah, don't go online behind your keyboard. Let people make it right. I don't know any one of us that bats 1,000 in our jobs every day, right? And we all want the opportunity to try to fix it and make it right.
And it's funny that you should ask the question. We had somebody in here on Saturday.
Yeah.
A gentleman came in, showed up, was rude to the host because he wanted to sit at a counter. There was no spaces. He asked the host to work his magic. The host is not a magician, so he couldn't help him. So he finally sat down. He wanted the one entree that we had run out of, and it was like 8:15 by now. So we had run out of the steak. We sold like 30 of them that day. He wanted one. We're like, sorry, we're not. We have everything else. He ordered a bunch of food. He ordered a bottle of wine. The only thing we charged him for was a bottle of wine. He drank half the bottle of wine, didn't touch any of the food, and left. Him and his companion. The next day, pops up a one-star review, and he's just like, you know, ripping into us. But nowhere does he say, hey, they didn't charge me for any of the food. Hey, they only charged me for the wine. You know, all these other things that we tried to do. And he left us a one star on food. So I did respond and I said, you can't really say anything about our food because you didn't eat any of it. So.
Well, I will just say this. I was in there with some dear, dear friends of mine this past week, Gregory, when I knew that you were coming on the air and I wanted to celebrate your amazing cuisine. I had something that I haven't had for years. I think since I was on the Iberian Peninsula, I had beef tongue. It was flipping great. I am a salad aficionado. I had your pear salad and the endive or endive, depending on who the heck you're talking to. And they both were fabulous. Thank you for an amazing, memorable meal. My free dinner companions, everyone was in the clean plate club. There wasn't a morsel left. Amazing service. Such a wonderful experience. So I'm going to leave you with this last question before we finish up today, Greg.
Sure.
When you have an amazing experience at a restaurant, what should someone do? Is it about the big tips? Do you tell someone? Do you need to go do the reviews? What should we be doing? Should we buy around for the kitchen staff? What do we do?
No, I mean, it depends on the restaurant, obviously. You don't have to buy us around. I'm not a big drinker. We're more of the green family at this restaurant, if you understand.
Yes.
You know, a nice tip is always appreciated. The servers, you know, we'll always love that. And then online, if you have a really good experience, go online and just say something. Say, hey, this was great. Those are the two things. But you know what? The biggest thing you can do is come back and see us.
I can't wait to come back and see you and everyone at Ama Linda. It was an amazing experience for me and all of my friends. And I think I'm going to talk them all into arranging their schedules so we can be there for Tables Across Borders.
Yay.
What an important event coming up on February 17th. My congratulations to you, Greg, and every single person that touches the food and helps make the experience what it is at Ama Linda. You can check out Greg's restaurant. Just go to Open Table, search for Ama Linda. That's AmiLinda. Make a rezo. Check out the amazing Portuguese and Spanish inspired cuisine there. My best to you and everyone, Greg.
Thank you so much.
Take care, friend. When we come back, folks, I'm going to give you a little one to grow on and some words of inspiration from Tim Kaine. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Have a big dinner. Have a light snack. If you don't like it, you can't send it.